You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, Satan's religion. You know, I was telling people we ran out of time yesterday. Deuteronomy 13 started reading in verse 1 and tells you that if there's a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and he gives you a sign, in other words, they can do miracles, they can predict things, whatever, and he tells you not to obey God and fear him with all your heart and all your mind, that you need to reject him. You got to walk away from him, and you got to be the first to put your hand against him. In verse 10, it says, "And then you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he has sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. If you hear someone in your cities, which the Lord God gives you to dwell in, saying, 'Corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their cities, saying, let's go serve other gods, which you have not known,' then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has committed among you. You shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city." See, if somebody teaches you, the whole concept here is if somebody teaches you not to obey God, to violate any of his laws, you're not only supposed to reject it, you're supposed to rise up against it. Satan's ministers tell us that Jesus changed the law, and he changed it by nailing it to the cross. Hebrews 13:7 is one of the verses that prove that this is a lie. "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods." In other words, Jesus doesn't change. He didn't have one law then and another one today. Satan's minister outnumber God's. 1 Kings 18:20, "So Abihab sent all the children to Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, 'How long will you falter between two opinions? If God is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him.'" This is my message for Christianity today. How long will you waffle between two gods? Either you believe the Bible and do what it says, or reject it and follow Satan. You have to make a choice. Everybody has to make the choice that Joshua announced what he was going to do in 24:15. "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers that served on the other side of the river, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So that's the challenge to you. Are you going to believe the ministers that have been taught lies and parrot the lies because that's all they know? Or are you going to believe God? Pull your Bibles out and read what it says. Do you know the definition of sin? 1 John 3:4. Sin is transgression of the law. If you violate the law, you're sinning. What law? Any law. Doesn't matter which one. Any of God's laws. Remember, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that's scripture, that's the truth. Start believing it and start doing it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.